Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
Are you tired of finishing last in your fantasy league?
A time where we played fantasy football for the love of the game that reduced the game that we love to points.
Do you need help saving your season?
Then you are in the right place. This is Fantasy Rescue with Zach Williams, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate. Get in on the phones now at 615-844-5600
or online at WNSR.com.
And now here's the host of Fantasy Rescue, Zach Williams.
Another beautiful day in the Music City. Another beautiful week for fantasy football, and you're in the right place here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Zach Williams here for Fantasy Rescue on Nashville Sports Radio. Producer Jay, Jonathan Najjar behind the boards. And oh, we're getting fired up already. Get in on the phone line, 615-844-5600. If you want to get in on the number one fantasy football show in the Music City, make sure that you are going in on the Periscope and Facebook Live right now as well at Nash Sports Radio on both of those platforms, and you are able to leave your fantasy football questions there, and we will answer them live throughout the show. Go ahead and get your help in because, Lord, everybody's needing it right now. My own producer, Jonathan Najjar, was talking about it here where his entire team is out right now, and if you had Alvin Kamara and you weren't able to grab Murray up quick, you are in the weeds right now. But there is a ton going on right now. Obviously, the huge news with Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, star quarterback, some people's number one pick, right? Football quarterback Patrick Mahomes, 4 to 6 weeks is where it's looking at right now. Not as bad as it could have been, but still something that you're not too exactly excited about if that's your guy. And there's, you know, obviously, if you had him playing, which a lot of people, was he rostered in like 100% of leagues, obviously. So
I think it was 100.1%.
Exactly. So you're definitely going to have him on your team. Who are you going to be using for next week? Who are you needing streamers-wise this week? We're going to get into some of that and also some more trade targets. I wanted to get into the trade targets first because I know some people are getting into their... if you have one of those leagues where you try to be as real as possible, like on like the NFL, then you want to have a trade deadline. And I had some people that have been asking me about trades, who they want to trade. I made a giant trade this week in one of my leagues. I was a little hesitant. I'm not going to lie. If you give advice for a living and whatever it is, it doesn't matter if it's fantasy football, life, whatever. You still come with your own downsides, right? You can still fail yourself, right? So I made a trade this week. It was a good sized trade. It was a 3-person swap for each team, and the guy I'd been working on this guy all season to try to get something out of him. I trade away now. I'll let Jonathan here judge me. I traded away in this league. I have Patrick Mahomes, so okay. I'm in that boat right now. I traded away Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller, the fifth, and Lamar Jackson.
Oof.
To return, I got Robbie Anderson of the Jets, Todd Gurley, and Aaron Rodgers.
So you have Patty.
I have Patty.
And you got rid of
4
Lamar.
4 to 6 weeks.
What was the reasoning as to why you wanted to get rid of Lamar when Patty's down?
I was using his name. I mean, he's obviously his stats and everything. I was using Lamar Jackson to move him. Now, Lamar Jackson next week on bye, so this trade won't go through till next week, obviously.
Sure.
But I was definitely trying to bait somebody in. I say bait. That's such a mean word because he might be listening. It's not baited. It was Lamar Jackson's a great player. I didn't want Brandon Cooks. I was basically in that trade.
I don't blame you on not wanting Brandon Cooks, but I don't want Robbie Anderson really that much either. I think Robbie Anderson's about to do a lot better.
Go look at his upcoming schedule. Not even the next five games. You go all the way to the end of the season. It's a sledding of he's a wide receiver. He's the wide receiver one on that team.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
And Darnold's back.
Darnold's back. He who likes to throw the ball down the field, who likes to catch the ball down the field. Well, that would be Robbie Anderson. And then Todd Gurley and Brandon Cooks. I just swapped Rams players, but I swapped better opportunity Rams players.
I would much rather have Todd Gurley than Brandon Cooks.
Aaron Rodgers, though. That's where I was the most hesitant because I was trading away the number two quarterback in fantasy football than Lamar Jackson. But
for the name, baby.
For the name. He has a little bit. I don't. Him, Patrick Mahomes. You know, they kind of have that same schedule coming up where there's some good games, but there's some tight ones as well. Aaron Rodgers has his late season is really rough. Lions, you're looking at other teams that he's playing. They're just in that division, Minnesota alone. So when you get late season, it's really rough. But the next 4 weeks, it's a really tasty schedule. And it's just long enough to buy my time to get over, one, the Kansas City Chiefs bye week, because that's what one part of it I'll be getting over. And then, two, I'll be able to get Patrick Mahomes healthy back. So that's how I was playing this. I'm playing the season. I'm playing chess, not checkers, you know. So it's going to be fun to see, you know, how it goes out, because, you know, just like with anything, you could be ruined.
I get going for Gurley. He's finally actually starting to turn it on.
Yeah, I mean, and plus, like I said, I have Brandon Cooks. That's where I'm swapping Rams players. I'm swapping opportunities. Gurley can do it both sides. He can catch it and run it. So I'm not too upset about that.
Much better option to have than Brandon Cooks. I mean, Brandon Cooks isn't even the top receiver there.
On Facebook Live, Cody asks, so I traded Mike Evans, Devontae Freeman, Darren Waller, Miles Sanders. Jeez.
I'll give you my roster for yours.
For DeAndre Hopkins, Evan Ingram, and Tariq Cohen. Thoughts? You know, Mike Evans.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah, so Mike Evans for DeAndre Hopkins, right? And then Evan Ingram for Darren Waller, who's now having it came out late, so I think it came out Thursday. He popped up on the injury report, which it was off a bye week, so that meant there was an injury. It wasn't a pre-existing injury coming in. It was an injury that happened late in the week, which is kind of scary if you're looking at it from a situational standpoint. And then Tariq Cohen, you're trading Tariq Cohen. That's where you're really losing out, is your Devontae Freeman, Miles Sanders. I like the DeAndre Hopkins, Evan Ingram pickups. I like Mike Evans too, though. You know, that's hard because you're losing out on some players and depth, right? Now, depending on where you're at for your running back spot, if you're giving up Devontae Freeman and Miles Sanders, you got to have some depth. And then this is a real problem in fantasy football when people get into their trades, where they try to outthink their depth. So they think they have two solid running backs. So say you have Alvin Kamara. Say he's healthy. We're just putting this all into a fantasy.
And then boom, he goes down. He breaks your heart, and he ruins your freaking week.
There you go. And so if you have, say you have Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley, two stud running backs who, when they're playing, they're going to put up points. But if you have a weaker third, and then you trade that weaker third and package along with a weak fourth, and you don't have a solid third guy to run your flex spot, or, you know, especially if you're in a PPR
bye week, or you have Saquon and Alvin and they're both hurt
or injured. And of course, Saquon's back.
Guess who I play this week? The guy who has Saquon Barkley. Yep. I mean, come on, man.
Yep. Yep. Well, good luck with that. But it's you know, if you have depth at your running back spot, I understand trading a running back, trying to move up and packaging other running backs. I get that. If you have just like same with your wide receiver spot, I think wide receiver is much more malleable throughout the season than a running back spot, just because, especially if you're in PPR, you have a running back who can do it two ways, right? Even if you have a Derrick Henry or Royce Freeman in that way, you can still work your system to fit what kind of play style that you're going to have on that field, in that fantasy field, that is. But yeah, you know, there's some situations where I'm not too happy hip on those kind of those kind of moves. I get it though. If you're especially too, depends on where you're at your season. If you're sitting 1-5 right now, if you're sitting 1-5, I know it's hard. I had somebody hit me up yesterday asking me, hey, I'm 1-5 right now. He hadn't talked to me once all season. This was the first time he ever asked me a question, but I think he started listening and then realizing he was 1-5 and really needed help. But it happens. And he asked me, is this the roster that I need? Is this roster going to produce points? And it's I can tell where he was at. He's 1-5. He had Adam Humphries in his wide receiver spot.
Yeah, that's tough.
But he had Brandon Cooks sitting because he's been bitten by that bug of I'm losing with this guy on the game. I gotta move him.
Adam Humphries is never the right option.
And maybe Tannehill or you know, Tannehill can move Humphreys the ball a little bit better. I get it. You see, there is nobody that is more snake bitten by Jared Goff than this guy. I told people this was a great matchup for Jared Goff. You should lean on him again. And he pooped his pants. He pooped his grown man Levi's and he ruined. I lost in that league. That was the only, I'm in eight leagues. I went 7-1 last week. The one that I lost was because Jared Goff, a quarterback, an NFL starting quarterback, multi-million-dollar quarterback, threw for 72 yards, no interceptions, no touchdowns, no effort. It was the worst.
It was like 1.1 points.
It was
or
a 12-point loss.
No, but like, how many did he have? Like 1.1
points? Oh, it was like
points?
1 point. Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. I don't even think it was like 1.5 or something like that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But I lost by 12.
Yeah, you have like any other starting quarterback in the NFL,
basically, and
you
I think,
win.
I think I went through it. I think it was only one other quarter. If I had Marcus Mariota in, that was the only other one that I would have lost. And every other starting quarterback, instant win. Instant win in that league. I would have went 8-0. I haven't went 8-0 once this season. It's really upsetting to me. But still, it would have been an instant win. And so, and this week, it's like, I want to talk about Jared Goff because what do? He's playing the worst defense with a really high-powered offense, right? So you got the Atlanta Falcons and the Rams taking on. This is a situation where Jared Goff should not crap his adult diapers. This is a week that it should
but
be a good
match. But it's away and it's Jared Goff.
It's an away and it's Jared Goff. It's Jared Goff. He's done it now 3 weeks in a row. I'm personally, this is how hurt I am with it. I'm starting Josh Allen, which is against the Miami Dolphins. Great matchup.
Totally get that.
But here's the downside. The Dolphins do not have an offense like the Falcons.
Sure.
So if you have a game where the first quarter, first half, Josh Allen puts up 28 points, he might only put up 28 points for the rest of the game because they will lean on the
28
run.
28 points is pretty good.
That's still pretty good. But I'm saying, in the real scale, I'm just saying that you could see Jared Goff put up 28 points because he's playing Matt Ryan, who has not thrown a... He's got, the longest streak right now, 300-yard games. He's throwing the ball down the field. They're putting points up. Teams are having to keep up with the Falcons. If you're going to beat the Falcons, you're going to have to boat race them. And so, with that, it sets up perfect for Jared Goff to have a giant week. I don't trust him. He is really upsetting. Now, am I starting Robert Woods? Absolutely. Is he my wide receiver start of the week? Absolutely. But it's still the scariest situation to put Jared Goff in. And I get it. And like I said earlier, just because we give advice, just because we coin ourselves as, you know, I don't want to say experts, but, you know.
I'll say it for you. Experts.
There you go. So, you know, it doesn't mean we don't falter on our own selves. And I, right now, in front of God and everybody, am not starting Jared Goff because I hate him.
I get it.
It is not because I think it's a bad matchup. It's not because I think... It is because I'm tired of seeing that smug, blonde face looking at me every week with 2 points next to his name.
With those dead eyes. He's got those dead, lifeless eyes.
I hate him. He looks like the villain in any Karate Kid movie. That's who he looks like.
Dude,
the teenager
I totally
that you
can get
trust.
That.
I don't like that guy. He looks like his name's Chad. Take that, anyone named Chad. I have a great friend named Chad.
Chad Henney was just wasted. That name should have been used on Jared Goff.
Golly, it was. I always try to say, don't play emotion into it. Don't put emotion into your fantasy league. Keep it out. Keep your fandom out. I hate Jared Goff, and I'm not starting him. Rest of the season.
Honestly, I would start Allen over Goff this week, anyways.
Well, you know, I'll give it to you too. I think Jared Goff's a great start this week.
I think Josh Allen.
Situationally wise, it's a great start. So if you're looking for a quarterback to stream or use, Jared Goff's probably been tilted dropped, where people just dropped him because they're angry. But I think he's a great start this week, and I personally am not doing it. If you're looking for other quarterbacks to stream, Gardner Minshew has a great matchup this week as well, taking on the Bengals. And really, any of those Jaguars are set to have a pretty good week just because they're playing
the Bengals.
I mean, what can you do? The Bengals are the Bengals, right? I don't want to.
How about
be
that
guy.
Defense, though? The Jalen Ramsey-less Jaguars defense versus the Bengals. Still worthy of starting?
Yeah, because, you know, they were still playing without him for a while.
Yeah, for like a couple weeks now.
Yeah, and they were still doing okay. I mean,
sure.
Does one cornerback dilute the entire defense? No.
No, it's a good defense.
And they're the defensive set from the Jaguars, they come with pressure. They have pressure. So they are built into pressure quarterbacks, and that's where they get most of their mayhem. You still have A.J. Bouye on the outside as well, great cornerback. But their main sense of points and for fantasy-wise, right, is because of the pressure that's allotted for them.
Sure. Saxonville.
Yeah, exactly. So when you see Calais Campbell going out and balling out, it's because, well, that's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier for a backup cornerback.
Absolutely. It really does. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, remember, we're still answering any of your fantasy football questions. Go ahead and leave them in the comments. You can find me on Facebook, Zachariah Williams, or you go to Nash Sports Radio, and you'll see the video there on Facebook Live, or you go to Periscope on Twitter and click in Nashville Sports Radio, and you can watch on Twitter as well and ask your questions. We have a couple of them that came through. We'll get them after the break. Also, you can give a call in, 615-844-5600. Back after this right here on Fantasy Rescue.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on-site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Fright Show.
If you got a first-time head coach, that person should be smart enough to put experience on the defensive side of the ball and also on the offensive side of the ball. The offensive side, first 2 years, individuals who have never called a single play in the NFL ever. And yet, what are we looking at? Another person who has never called a single play in the NFL.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nashville Sports Radio here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Fantasy Rescue, the number one fantasy football show in the country, I dare say. Give us a call in, 615-844-5600. Then we got to call in if you want to get in on the number one fantasy football show, Fantasy Rescue, Zach Williams, Jonathan Najjar. Hey, so we got some questions on Facebook Live and Periscope. And remember, you can join in on the fun, too. You want to be on a radio show? Give us a call in, 615-844-5600. Or you can leave the questions, Nashville Sports Radio, on Facebook Live and Periscope and Twitter, wherever you want to call it. Periscope, Twitter. It's two apps that do the exact same thing. It's really weird.
Doesn't one own the other?
Exactly. That's exactly what it there happens. So we got a question coming through on Facebook. This one's from Jonathan. He says, Lockett Tate, Allen, Robinson, Chark need two to start. Need to start two, actually. Sorry, I was a little dyslexic there. I mixed the. There was a number two and there was a letter two. So, you know, Lockett, you got to keep running Lockett. Tyler Lockett's been playing just great. Will Dissly's out now. So, with Will Dissly being out, there's a huge hole there that still Lockett's going to be probably the one to fill. So, I'm going Lockett, obviously, off the bat right there. Tate. I'm assuming that's on Tate from the Bengals. I wouldn't start him. Allen Robinson. He is a point getter. If you're in a PPR, I like Allen Robinson. So I would go that. DJ Chark has continually put points up on the board. So if I'm picking out of those groups, I'm going Lockett and Chark. Chark's just been so consistent. Also, another question from Jonathan. Flex spot also. I'm putting Hunter Henry in there over David Montgomery. You know, why not? I mean, we saw Hunter Henry come back for the Chargers, and he played really strong, obviously. He put up, in a PPR system, he put up, 30 points, I think, last week. 8 receptions, 100 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So, yeah, I like what you see from Hunter Henry. I traded for him in some leagues because I had Delanie Walker. I had to make a move. I'm not trusting Delanie Walker as much this for the rest of the season till we know there's more consistency at that Tennessee offense. But I like and also David Montgomery, kind of that same situation with the Bears running backs. You got to see more consistency of what that play call and play design is going to get that guy the ball, because they rely so much of their defense being monsters that, you know, there's no real worry for their offense to even put up points. Their defense is going to put up what, like at least 15 points alone.
They're like the opposite of that team where the defense, like the Pac-12 or the Big 12 defense, where they're like, all we got to do is keep them under 45.
Exactly.
They're like the opposite of that. The offense comes out there and like, guys, come on, just double digits and we win.
Yeah, exactly. And then we had some questions coming through on the Periscope as well at JR3Arturo3. I can't.
It was a mouthful, boys.
I can't believe I got through that one.
After JR, I was hoping it was going to say Alexander's, but it didn't.
PPR format, running back Frank Gore or Miles Sanders. I think you get a better matchup, right, against with Frank Gore, even though there's that hinge now where you have Devin Singletary coming back. Singletary could easily take a lot. This is a great situation for Singletary to be able to come back, come against
good
the Dolphins.
Back.
Exactly, come back against the Dolphins. They work him in slowly.
Not going to get hit hard.
Eventually, Frank Gore is going to fall back. I mean, his number, they want David Singletary to be their guy, so they're going to have to rely on him sooner rather than later, and so this is a great week for him. Miles Sanders, though, taking on the Cowboys defense in that Sunday night matchup, it just kind of depends where you're going to play on that offense. Is D-Jax going to come back? I know he was listed as questionable. I haven't seen anything official yet that says he's in or out. Also, with the Jordan Howard handcuff, when they get on those goal lines, you're going to see Jordan Howard taking touchdowns away, so I think this week I'd ride Frank Gore on that situation over more than
Jackson's out.
Oh, and is D-Jax officially coming out? It. Okay, well, still, there's a lot of offensive threats there, so we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm gonna go Frank Gore over that. Also at Gorilla, but it's not normal Gorilla; it's GUE Gorilla.
Nice.
So just a little heads up. New England defense or Buffalo defense to start?
Buffalo, baby. What a good situation, though.
Great situation. I like New. It's hard to not start New England because they put up so many points.
Yeah.
not so much that you see. But Buffalo as well, they put up some points. And they're playing a terrible offense in the
Buffalo's
Dolphins.
Breaking 30 points this week.
Oh, okay. You want to ride that wave. Ride that wave.
Dude, that's my D to start, baby.
Okay. Well, so yeah, I think I'll go Buffalo as well. It's just because that Jets game Monday night. Oh, man, I love those. You know me, though. I love those Monday night points.
Yeah, but there's more what could happen. Ooh, Sam Darnold. Ooh, you know. With Miami, it's just, no, that's right. There's nothing.
I know, but what if you're down by 9 points going into the Monday night game? The person you're playing doesn't have anybody, and then you have the Patriots defense, the star. You come out 10 points right off the bat, and they end up with 58 points.
Started the Bills defense, and you went into that Monday night game already up
by
30.
Look, Jonathan, I know the situations can go both ways.
Here's
okay?
What it boils down to. Start the Bills.
Yeah, I think I'm on the Bills side, too. Let's see. We have a phone line as well. Give in on the phone lines. Remember, you can give us a call as well, if you want to talk on the phone, 615-844-5600. We'll get to more Facebook and Periscope questions in just a bit. We got on the phone lines. We got our main man in Amsterdam, Bob. What's going on, Bob?
Well, I started golf last week, and he was unimaginably terrible.
Sorry about that.
Remember what I said, Bob. Remember what I said. We're both going to start golf, and we're either going to fly together or we're going to burn together. And I literally remember looking last Sunday. I said to myself, sorry, Bob. It was just into the ether.
I mean, he had recently thrown for 500 yards and 400 yards. It was just incredible he could be that bad. But listen, I'm going to start him today at Atlanta over Rivers versus Tennessee. There's no way golf will keep playing that bad, and I don't trust Rivers against the Titan defense. What do you think I should do?
Yeah.
I got to go that, yeah.
Yeah, I go with that as well. It's not that the Titans D is bad, because they're a great defense.
They're great. Top number three, I think.
But what it is, it's a situation where, even if you're the best defense, if you keep going out there on the field, you're eventually going to wear down a little bit, especially in this league. So, you saw Joe Flacco was able to put up some points because they just were getting wore down, and that's just how it went. And plus, I don't trust Jared Goff, even though, like I said, I think it's a great matchup for Jared Goff. This is the week that he's probably going to put up good points and save his season as a whole. I personally, I've been bit by Jared Goff too many times that I just don't want to go back over to his house anymore. So it's just a scary situation. Look, the fantasy guru side of myself, I can't believe I said
go
that.
Golf, go golf. I can't just
believe,
go golf.
I can't believe I just said guru, by the way. The fantasy side of me says you have to play golf.
Play golf.
The snake bitten side of me says delete golf from your team. Don't ever look at him again. Just get rid of him.
Are you going to trust emotional Zach?
I'm emotional.
Or reasoning Zach and Jonathan.
I'm emotion.
Start Goff.
I know. I think Goff's probably who you want to go with, honestly, over that.
Now, I'll say this. If Rivers was at home today against the Titans, I would start Rivers, but he really is a bad – Rivers is a bad player on the road, and I think the Titans are going to sack him quite a bit. All right, I'm moving on to my flex real quick.
Okay.
Should I start one of the two San Diego running backs? I can start Jordan Howard, or I start Singletary. Pick one of those four.
Yeah. Okay, so – one of the two Chargers.
Right.
And then you had Singletary, and who was the fourth one?
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. Oh, man. Talk about a max bag of the exact same thing. It's real tough. You know, I want to say, okay, Eckler, I'm taking Eckler off. I think Eckler's off. Right. I don't think you keep Eckler in, especially in your situation. You're non-PPR. Melvin Gordon is going to venture. He's getting the touches to be the number one back, so he's going to have looks where, out of all those guys that you just mentioned, he's for sure going to be getting touches out of that. Now, what he does with those touches, I'm not sure.
Which one did you say?
Melvin Gordon.
Okay. I've got Gordon in there right now just based solely on talent.
Exactly.
He's the most talented. Of all four of those players, Melvin Gordon is the most talented.
Now, are you needing to play two or play one?
Just one of those. I think Gordon.
You're a touchdown dependent on Howard, and not that he can't get those touchdowns. He's already proved he was able to get those touchdowns. But
you have to have him.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then also with Singletary, he's coming off the injury. Yes, it's a great matchup, but it just depends on how. We don't know exactly how they're going to run that offense. I think it's a great time for Singletary to get in and get his legs refreshed against a defense that they can move the ball against. So that's up in the air. Gordon, though, he's the number one back. You know he's going to get the looks. Eckler falling back to the third down option and receiving option, where he can make big plays, and we've already seen that. But for the most part, I think Gordon's probably the better pick there.
I will stay with Gordon. All right, man. Hey, I lost Mahomes. I'm 3-3, and if Mahomes could have just played that whole game and got hurt in the fourth quarter, I'd have been okay with that. He only got hurt so early. Me 9 stinking points.
I know.
I'm probably going to lose today. I usually expect about 30 from him, and I only got 9. So. But maybe I can pull it out here. I appreciate your help, guys. Have a good week.
All right, Bob. We'll see you next time. Yeah, I hope you get the win, man, because I'm in that same boat. I had Mahomes, and hey, guess who else played Damian Williams? This guy. And it did not go well. So we're piecing together a team there. I'm still projected to win. I don't know how. The guy I'm playing just has nobody, I think. So this might have been the right week. But now that I said that, 100%, yeah, I will not win.
These are wood tables. Go ahead and start knocking.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the players that we want to start and we want to sit. We have a couple questions, defensive streaming questions on the Periscope and Facebook Live. So we'll get to those. But before we get out of here, you know, we got to talk about the primary sponsor for this show. Of course, you know that is Nissan of Rivergate. If you're in the market right now for a new or pre-owned Nissan or vehicle and you're looking for the best people to work with, the best prices to use, and the best situation to be in, then you need to go check out my friends over at Nissan of Rivergate, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Visit their website. See what they have on the lot right now. You can talk to somebody live on their website, nissanofrivergate.com. And if you like what you see, then you can give them a call and talk to these people in person. Just see how great they are. 615-865-7220. That's 615-865-7220. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
By now, most of you have figured out James Warren and I went to BGA, class of 1977. He's the owner of Sir Speedy and Barry Hill, and he joins us by phone. James, let's talk a little printing services.
Well, I've been in business for a long time, and I've known that there's all kinds of challenges that everybody has every day. And I will say, now, printing doesn't have to be one of them. You can rely on the pros at Sir Speedy Barry Hill to provide you with print solutions to achieve your goals, whether you need posters, banners, brochures, catalogs, personalized mailers, copying, you name it. We're here to make you look good. So move printing off your plate and onto ours.
Give me the particulars.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. You can visit us online at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com or email us at print@SirSpeedyMusic.com. We've got you.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Chris Kattan is our guest.
I love performing for the audience. I mean, that's the main thing. That's what's so cool. Live theater.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
Yes.
You like that character?
I love that character. Okay. I'm a great stalker.
I mean, that's my goal with every character I did. I wanted it to be reoccurring.
Yeah.
You know, because that would be my ride on SNL.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Then the number you got to call in if you want to get in on the number one fantasy football show in the Music City, Fantasy Rescue, brought to you by Nissan of Rivergate here in the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, the coldest team in town. Go to GogginCold.com. So I saw we had one we have one Facebook question that came through from Mayor Shelley. Said that's a nice hat, Zach. And you know what? It is a nice hat. And if you're looking to get a hat like this, then you need to go check out my friends over at ForTheVille615.com. You can get in there and check out all their Nashville-style hats, shirts, apparel, just everything. They have great selections, and they look good. They feel good. They're good quality. I mean, I love this hat. I think you should, I pretty much have worn this every single...
I don't blame you. I mean, she wasn't lying. She wasn't lying.
It's a really nice hat. And so, you know, they're for Nashville newcomers, and they're also for people that have been here forever. You'll love everything they have from their sports side. They have some Titans-like material, and they have some Preds-like material that you're going to enjoy. So go check them out at ForTheVille615 on Twitter and ForTheVille615.com. And guess what? If you use the code NASHSPORTSRADIO, no spaces, all caps, Nash Sports Radio, then you can get free shipping. You can't beat that at ForTheVille615.com. They're the clothing sponsor of this show. So now let's get into some more Facebook questions. One question coming in through Cody on the Facebook Live on Nashville Sports Radio. Are the Packers a good streaming D versus Oakland? My answer is yes. I'm doing it this week. It's just, once again, there's a lot of pieces that are out this week, especially now that you see Darren Waller's probably not going to play. And then also you have, can you check on Darren? Can you check on that for me?
Yeah.
I said for sure like that. And then instantly in my heart, I was like, hey, you don't know 100%. So go ahead and check that. But also Tyrell Williams, he's for sure out. I know he's out this week. So the pieces are just kind of falling apart there, even though that this is the same team that ended up beating the Bears in London. So
he's
Waller is gonna end up playing. Well, yeah, he ended up playing, so I'm surprised by that. With the late injury, you get added on like that. So if Waller's playing still, that could, I still like that matchup for Green Bay. They have a good defense. I think they're gonna bounce back against how they played against the Lions. They didn't give up much on the ground. They had a couple big shot plays over the air, but for the most part they played well on defense. So I'm willing to stream the Packers this week if you're in a kind of rocky matchup. I understand on that one. Got another question coming in on Facebook Live as well from Brock. Brock asks, Murray or Wentz? You got to think Kyler Murray or Carson Wentz. Of course, Murray taking on the Giants with the Cardinals, and then that's in New York. And then also Wentz taking on the Cowboys, Eagles and Cowboys tonight, that 7:20 game. You know, it's hard to push away Kyler Murray. He hasn't been scoring touchdowns for the most part, but without scoring touchdowns, he's still a top five quarterback.
Yeah, he's been putting up serious points all season.
He's been putting up QB1 numbers, and when those touchdowns come, it's a boost, right? It's a boost.
Sure.
So I like Kyler Murray taking on a Giants defense that's very porous and has given up a lot of points and a lot of yards to quarterbacks. I think that continues this week. I even think David Johnson has a big week back. And then also you have he also says, here's the kicker. I have Ertz. I like having a QB and wide receiver tight end duo. I get that stacking your QB wide receiver. But I think sometimes you got to play the matchup, and the matchup's a little bit better.
Yeah, I get that, but play the guy that's going to get more points.
True. And Ertz, too, I know that the people are just waiting for those touchdowns to come. They are going to come at some point. He's averaged like 7 touchdowns for the past 3 years or something like that. It's going to happen. It's just at some point it'll happen, but I think Kyler Murray's still the better play. He can put up a lot of points, and that Giants team, they have some of their pieces back. Evan Ingram and then Saquon Barkley, so they're going to be trying to put up points. Might be a bit of a race, if you will, so we'll see how that one plays out. Now let's go over to our starts and sits. Jonathan, do you want to start us off at the quarterback spot?
I would love to, sure. Wow, man, oh, what an honor. So I'm starting Josh
Allen. Don't screw it up, Jonathan.
I won't. Have I ever? All right, I'm starting Josh Allen against Miami. It's the worst total defense. They've given up the most passing touchdowns and the most total touchdowns this season. How could you not start this guy? He's top five this week, putting up 30 plus.
Yeah, so we're both in agreement. We're both starting Josh Allen this week. That's just how that's the situation. And you know, I have him as my start of the week. I hate myself. Jared Goff's another good play. If you're, you know, I'm trying to help everybody out.
Jared Goff's a good play. Josh Allen's a better play.
Josh Allen's a better play. Goff's in a different situation, though, where he could be trying to play up against.
But it's Jared Goff.
I know, man. You're preaching the choir here. Who's your running back start?
Let's see. I'm going Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman.
Going up against the Skins. Average 159 yards from scrimmage to running backs, fifth most in the NFL. And there's plenty of touches to go around out there with the Niners. Just because they've got more than one back plan doesn't mean you can't start both of them. Kind of a similar situation to the wide receivers down in Tampa Bay, kind of over there, where the running backs are all putting up points. And I think Coleman is the – I think he's the man. I think he's the man in town.
I had another question come on Facebook. Let's hear it. This is not a real one, but it's funny. Zach, who do you have winning today? Texas Pete, Chester Cheetah, Molly Moo, or the Bunny Bread Bunny?
Why would you ever go against Texas Pete?
Texas Pete always loses.
Dude,
and I think he's missing out the – isn't there an M&M? They do the M&M. He's in there. The peanut M&M's
down
there. Yeah,
they added him.
That's my start of the week is –
So peanut M&M just because you left him out.
Peanut M&M. That's my start of the week on that Titans side. So definitely go peanut M&M if you're at the Titans game. Late start this week, right? It's a three o'clock start.
Go steal those extra pamphlets from around the extra seats
around
you.
Is there anything better than stealing those pamphlets?
Right? Dude, when you pick one up and it's a winner, you're just like, yes, I get something I don't want.
Exactly.
But it's free.
So now running backs to start also. I'm going to have James White taken on the New York Jets this week. White has scored 13 fantasy points in three straight weeks, so that's really nice. Especially if you're in a PPR format, that's where he scored his points. And I think he's going to continue that streak. And guess what? It's the sweet, sweet Monday night points. You love going into a Monday night game with your best point getter of the week, and I think that's going to be James White. And, of course, the Jets defense has struggled against pass-catching bats. They have averaged more than six catches and 50.8 yards per game anyone that has been a pass catching back. So I think James White this week is a solid running back too. Who's your wide receiver?
All right, John Brown, double digit points every game this season but one. Explain to me one reason why that wouldn't happen against Miami, as we just talked about, has the worst defense, worst total defense, most touchdowns, most passing touchdowns. He's a receiver. They also give up a ton of points to wideouts, where I believe he plays 70 to 80% of his snaps, somewhere around there at the wideout position. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude's going to put up some points today.
You asked me, give you any reason. I'll give you a reason.
Let's hear it.
The Bills just end up running the ball because they want to keep the clock moving the whole time.
I get
and
that.
They never throw it.
But they start with three touchdowns in the first quarter, all to John Brown.
Oh, did you know Terry McLaurin does not like the name Scary Terry? Did you see that video?
Oh, does it scare him?
I guess it must be scary to him, but
dang,
yeah. So he doesn't want Scary Terry anymore.
I will not call him that anymore.
He even asked not to be called Scary Terry.
I will call him Mr. Terry.
He's Mr. Terry now. I'm down with that too. Wide receiver to start. I have Robert Woods taking on the Atlanta Falcons. He put up zero catches a week ago, but I mean nobody put up catches with Jared Goff hardly.
Yeah, it wasn't a good game.
And his lone points were on a run that resulted in a touchdown. So he was even able to score even though he had zero catches. So think about that.
Yeah, not bad.
I think it's a great week though against the Falcons. Their offense is strong. They're going to put up points on the Falcons side of things, which is going to force the Rams to put up points as well over the air. And as much as I don't like Jared Goff, he's probably going to put some balls over towards Robert Woods, and it's going to be one of those big weeks for Robert Woods. So I like him this week. Who you got at tight end?
I'm going Jimmy Graham this week. I just like the matchup. The tight end's a tough position this year. It's been tough to find anyone that's really done good. He's going up against a slightly below average defense in Oakland. I think they rank like around 11th in passing defense. So not bottom 10, but might as well be. And there's no Devontae Adams, so the ball's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, true. Tight end to start for me this week is Mark Andrews taking on the Seattle Seahawks. I think it's a little – this isn't like a rough pick to pick up, but there's four teams on bye this week, and the tight end has even if people all the tight ends are playing, the tight end position has been just garbage as a whole anyway. But Andrews ranks sixth in targets, averages 24 routes ran per game, and he's a easy must start that you have to have on your team this week. And he's taking on the Seahawks defense, who have allowed six catches per game and the fifth most fantasy points to tight ends after 6 weeks. So you got to keep up with that with Mark Andrews. I think he has another big week.
All right, here's what it boils down to on defense. I'm either going to be full-blown Bills Mafia, doing a flip off the back of a car, breaking a table, or I'm going to dive off a balcony and shatter both my wrists and my neck.
Like that because, one guy did here in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Bills. This is the third Bills player to start, y'all. The Bills defense. Defenses have averaged 16.6 points this season against Miami. Why would you not start a, dare I say, elite defense against the absolute worst offense we have almost ever seen that is now trying not to score? They're playing for week 16 so they can be defeated against an also defeated Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Go Bills.
Yeah, we both have Bills as the starting defense this week. I mean, you just can't turn it away. But like I said, Packers defense, I think if you're needing a streaming defense, the Packers defense is a good matchup for the Oakland Raiders. I'd even like to see what you can do for the Texans. Texans defense might be a good play against the Colts.
Nah.
Might possibly find a way to get pressure in on Brissett. Who
knows? That's a terrible decision. T.Y. Hilton averages 133 yards and a touchdown against the Texans. That ain't going to change today, boys.
So what you're saying is he's due. He's due for a bad game.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying today, T.Y.'s a top five receiver today, boys.
Let's take our final break. When we come back, we'll answer more of your questions. Go ahead and leave any fantasy football question that you have on the Facebook Live Nashville Sports Radio or Periscope Nashville Sports Radio as well. Or you can call in 615-844-5600. Jonathan, let's go ahead and open up those phone lines. We'll let people call in now. We had them closed for a little bit. So
will
now,
do, sir.
Yeah, you can go ahead and open those up. We'll see you all back after this break right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
Innsworth is a kindergarten through 12th grade coeducational independent school located on two campuses in Nashville, Tennessee. The school incorporates a nurturing community with a challenging program to create a unique, joyful environment where students can develop the intellectual agility, self-confidence, and discipline they need to excel. Visit our website at innsworth.com to learn more.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you
really don't have twinsies.
I kind of love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
And your listeners need to know that the nicest guy at SEC Media Days is Johnny Ballpark Franks.
You've always been so kind.
It's just true. It's easy to tell the truth, Johnny.
Johnny Ballpark Franks Show.
I'm constantly amazed when I drive in. I often stay at the Omni downtown.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back into the number one fantasy football show in the Music City, dare I say, the world. Fantasy Rescue brought to you by Nashville. Brought to you by Nissan.
The whole city.
Rivergate. Brought to you by Nashville. We're brought to you by Nashville. And we're in Nashville, so come check it out. But Titans playing later today. But hey, if you're wanting to listen to the Rams-Falcon matchup that's happening today, you'll be able to catch that right here on Nashville Sports Radio. 11:30 start time is when they'll have the pregame start up, and then that game throughout the rest of the day. So if you're driving around and maybe you have some, that's a big fantasy matchup. There's a lot of players in that game, and you're wanting to hear it, and you're wanting to be out, 95.9 FM. 560 AM, and then if you're in Murfreesboro and Smyrna, 107.9 FM, or guess what? You can take it anywhere, World Wide Web. It's all over the place, WNSR.com. You can listen live, and you can download the WNSR app if you have an Android or an Apple product. It doesn't matter. Go check them out, WNSR app on your app store, and you can take it anywhere you want. You can listen to it anywhere you want. You also, just to go down the whole list, they have smart speakers, so if you have like an Alexa or Google, I love saying Alexa because if they're listening and there's an Alexa nearby, then that means their Alexa just kicked on.
you just want to see the world burn.
Exactly. I love seeing that. And so if you have an Alexa or OK Google, that was the other one. So you say OK Google, it'll come up. That's another
one. Maybe say that a little louder and again.
OK Google. And then you can just say play WNSR radio. It'll play WNSR radio right there from that.
All of a sudden, just houses everywhere.
Houses
WNSR.
Everywhere. Exactly. So the numbers are kicking way up. But now we're going to talk about our sits of the week. Remember, if you have any questions, you can get them in. It's the final segment, so this is your last chance to get them in if you're needing any fantasy football help. But the sits of the week, quarterbacks to sit this week. I'm taking on Matthew Stafford versus the Minnesota Vikings. He's been, if we talked about at the beginning of the season, bargain value for his draft stock, like you could Lamar Jackson. He's been a draft bargain this year where you get him so late, and Stafford was that same way. You could have just not drafted Stafford, and you probably could have picked him up right before in the week one starts. He's been a great matchup based on who he's been playing. So he did good last week. It was good. It wasn't great. It was okay. But I think this week against the Minnesota Vikings, it's going to be bad. So I don't start Matthew Stafford this week.
So one of my friends in my league was talking to me, and he was like, man, I think I'm going to start.
This seems like a long story.
Go ahead. It's going to be an incredibly long story. So one of my friends in my league was like, man, Sam Darnold played so well. So I'm going to speed it up. He played so well. So I think I'm going to pick him up, and I'm going to put him in this week. I said, maybe don't do that, because the Cowboys, the boys aren't the Pats, boys. They're not.
No, they're not.
Okay?
No, they're not.
The Pats are historically good. Don't play Sam Darnold. Pick him up. Have him on your team. Put him on your bench. He's a great spot on your bench. There's a real nice warm seat on your bench right now for Sam Darnold. But there's not in your starting rotation. Keep him on the bench.
Yeah, I agree with that. You want to keep Darnold on, because he really is. If you look at that upcoming matchup, though, past the Pats.
But not this week.
Not this week. Not this week for a long time this week. But I'm trying to think who the Jets have coming up. It's a really nice matchup. But, obviously you have the Pats on Monday Night Football. And I understand, like I said, there is nobody that wants those Monday Night points more than me. But after that, you have Jacksonville. Not the best start. But then Miami, New York, Washington, Oakland, Cincinnati, Miami, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and then the final week 17, which really I hope you're not playing a championship game week 17, Buffalo Bills. But, you know, that's
up until there, boys.
Up until there, you have a stretch of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games where Robbie Anderson, Lev Bell, and Darnold can be a real powerhouse fantasy football-wise. So, like I said, if you're looking to trade for somebody right now, you need to go after a Robbie Anderson. Go after a Robbie Anderson. Give up high.
Any of those guys.
I gave up Will Fuller for Robbie Anderson. I think a lot of people will make that trade, and you still have that this coming up week where they're going in Jacksonville. But if you're needing that wide receiver spot, he's the number one guy. He's going to put up huge numbers. Go after Robbie Anderson. I've been doing it in all my leagues, and I guess somebody didn't listen finally, and they let me have it. So usually people turn away from that. Running back to sit this week for me, Adrian Peterson taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I get it. He was a popular flex last week, and he put up points. He was going to run the ball, but once again, they played – who was they play last week? It was the Dolphins and just bad defense. So he thrived with 136 yards from scrimmage last week, 15 points fantasy wise. But I do not think he does the same thing. San Francisco is a real team. They are a real threat in the NFL. Don't play Adrian Peterson.
I don't want either of the running backs in Houston this week. I don't want Duke Johnson, especially because he's kind of taken a backseat to Carlos Hyde. But the Colts are averaging right about 40 yards against to running backs. And you know the last time they gave up a 100-yard game to a running back? 2017.
I was just about to say that.
None this season, none last season. Derrick Henry came close. I think he had 98 last season. But none in two seasons. I don't want either of them.
I don't blame you. And they're coming off that good week against the Chiefs, and that's just kind of, you know, how
that's the
how
Chiefs, it plays boys. Off. The Chiefs are averaging like 5.8 yards against a carry, okay?
Yeah well, then they just stepped up the Broncos. They made Philip Lindsay look bad.
Yeah, right?
Which is really surprising.
Man, but, yeah, that's also the Broncos.
I think I've talked about three players this entire show, and I each said on those three players, start them and sit them. So Robbie Anderson this week against the Patriots. Do not start Robbie Anderson.
I love
Anderson.
Robbie Anderson. Don't start him, though.
No, this is the week you don't start him. You grab him, you get him in trade, you try to find him on your team, but do not start Robbie Anderson this week. Let's breeze through it real quick. Who you got tight end?
I don't want for my wide receiver. I do not want Sir Terry. Not Scary Terry, but Sir Terry. And as tight end, I'm sitting Delanie Walker.
I'm sitting Delanie as well. I think we were both on that. And don't start the Dolphins defense. How about that?
Don't start the
Dolphins. Just a quick finish there.
Or the Redskins this week.
Remember, if you're needing any more fantasy help, right to the wire. You can slide in on my Twitter at ZachariahW or Facebook. Get in my DM, Zachariah Williams. You can follow me there and then ask any of those questions. We will see you guys next week. Remember to share all the show and everything and just be happy. Follow everybody. Have a great week. Be safe, and hopefully the Titans don't lose to the Chargers like they probably will this week. We'll see you guys next week right here on Fantasy Rescue.